Well, China's acute sensitivity over Hong Kong has been on display after the general manager of the Houston Rockets US basketball team tweeted, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." The Chinese Basketball Association responded that it will sever all ties with the team, while big-name advertisers also deserted, prompting the general manager, Daryl Morey, to tweet an apology for causing offence. But there is support tonight for the stance backing the protesters from Australian basketball legend Andrew Gaze. David Taylor reports.
New York has gone 3.5 minutes without scoring. Yao Ming with a block.
Former American basketball player Yao Ming towered over his defenders as star player for the Houston Rockets.
Yao Ming down the lane.
The Hall of Famer now heads up the Chinese Basketball Association, or CBA. So when a social media post gave the impression his former team supports Hong Kong protesters, his reaction was swift. Here's a news announcement from the China Global Television Network shortly after the tweet went viral.
Daryl Morey tweeted out an image reading, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong" on Friday. The CBA responded by suspending any collaboration with the NBA team. The association is currently led by former Houston Rockets star Yao Ming.
The CBA's reaction underscores Beijing's extreme sensitivity about foreign attitudes towards the ongoing protests. In damage control, Rockets general manager Daryl Morey deleted the retweet and said in a statement, quote, "I did not intend my tweet to cause any offence to Rockets fans and friends of mine in China. I was merely voicing one thought based on one interpretation of one complicated event." Andrew Gaze represented Australia in basketball at the Sydney Olympics as the team captain. He says Mr. Morey shouldn't have had to apologise.
Now, that's disappointing because I think the view that was expressed is not unreasonable. We're all allowed to have opinions on politics and political regimes, and provided expressed in a respectful and appropriate way, I don't think what was said was necessarily disrespectful. It's just standing by a cause and a group of people that have a different view than what the current regime has.
Innocuous or not, the bloodletting continues. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV says it's no longer airing Rockets games. Tencent Holdings, which streams NBA games in China, also says it's suspending Rockets coverage. And sportswear brand Li Ning and the Shanghai Pudong Development Bank also announced on Sunday they would stop cooperation with the team. The NBA issued its own statement saying it recognised Morey's views have, quote, "offended so many of our friends and fans in China, which is regrettable." But it hasn't helped. Andrew Gaze says the tweet and the reaction to it comes at a critical point for American basketball. So it'll hurt.
From a basketball standpoint, there's an understanding that basketball is an extremely popular sport in China. There's some fantastic relationships being built up with the club teams, with the federation. They've just recently hosted the World Cup. So they are a very big market with a lot of potential and are an emerging basketball nation.
Do you think Australian basketball authorities will at least take a message from this or learn a lesson from it?
I think that that message has already been there for quite some time. I think that this is a situation that, where someone has gone out and said something that perhaps, you know, was thinking from a very much a personal standpoint, trying to make a personal view, and perhaps clearly have made a mistake in their regard to how appropriate that would be and how potentially harmful it can be to the organisation.
Former Australian basketball captain Andrew Gaze speaking with David Taylor.